Hello there. Back again with another episode of Big Slang Theory. This is your narrator, Kevin, from Inglês Ninja. This is from Season 8, Episode 5, Part A. I am going to talk about the verbs, phrasal verbs, expressions, all of these things from this episode, from the first half of this episode. I'm going to explain these things, define these things for you, so you can watch the episode and know exactly what they are talking about. Not think you know what they are talking about. You will know exactly what they are talking about. Okay? Here we go. First one. First sentence. First phrase. Probably because we left the diagram of it in the restaurant and none of us wanted to walk back. Here we're looking at walk back. You take a verb, walk, you put back, and it means to return. To return by walking. Sometimes I hear people use back as a verb. Oh, I back there. Or I need to back there. Back is not a verb. However, you can use it with other verbs to mean return. Walk back. I'm going to walk back to the restaurant. I'm going to fly back to the US. Right? Or you could drive back. After work, you drive back home. To return. Walk back, go back, drive back, fly back. Understand? Got it? Next phrase. 2 days later, Penny moved in. And so much blood rushed to your genitals, your brain became a ghost town. So much blood rushed to your genitals, your brain became a ghost town. A ghost town. Ghost. G-H-O-S-T. Ghost is like a ghost, a fantasy, fantasma, like a dead person, a ghost. A ghost town is a town that is totally dead. Something existed in the past. A town that existed, a city that existed, and now nobody is there anymore. Just ghosts. Not literally, well maybe sometimes literally, but figuratively. It's just a ghost town. It's an empty town. Here, what's a ghost town? Well, Leonard's brain. Leonard's brain is a ghost town because he doesn't think about anything productive anymore. He just thinks about Penny. And his genitals, right? So, ghost town. You ever been to a ghost town? In Colorado, where I'm from, we have some ghost towns. Places where they used to have mining. Miners, mining for gold. Going into the ground, searching for gold. 150 years ago, they built these little towns in the mountains. And then, when the gold was out, was over, everybody left. So now it's just a ghost town. Ghost town. Go in Google, put in ghost town. You'll see some interesting images. Next phrase. Getting Penny to go back out with him after she dumped him. To be dumped. To dump somebody. To break up with them. Right? Penny dumped Leonard to break up with somebody. To break the relationship. To stop the relationship. To dump somebody. Dump. D-U-M-P. To dump. You can dump trash. You can dump something out of a truck. We have a dump truck. The trucks that pick up things in the back and then they throw them somewhere. To dump somebody is to, 90% of the time, to break up with them. To stop your relationship. To dump. You ever been dumped? Huh? Tell me about it. Any stories of being dumped? Did she dump you? Anyway, moving on. Tricking Penny into getting engaged. Next phrase. Tricking Penny into getting engaged. To trick someone into something. Tricking Penny into getting engaged. First of all, what is engaged? Engaged is you're going to get married, right? You're going to get married. Your boyfriend, girlfriend, and then you get engaged. You are engaged. You get engaged. And then you get married. So he tricked Penny into getting engaged. What does it mean to trick somebody into something? Trick somebody into something is to deceive them, to convince them to do something you want them to do, almost to manipulate somebody. My boss tricked me into working on the weekend. He said we were going to have a meeting or a short meeting, but he actually tricked me into working all day, all Saturday. He tricked me into working. Got it? Next phrase. And a few weeks ago, he almost did a pull-up. A pull-up is an exercise. A pull-up. P-U-L-L. Pull. Up. Pull-up is, you have a bar. You grab the bar while you are standing up. You grab the bar and you pull your body up. You pull your whole body up over the bar. And it's difficult. I cannot do one pull-up. I think my record in life might be one pull-up, maybe two, but I doubt it. I think it's just one. I'm very tall. It's hard to move this big long body up over a bar. I am not good at pull-ups. Pull-ups are tough. But even Leonard, he almost did a pull-up. He almost did one pull-up, but he couldn't, right? What about you? How many pull-ups can you do? Push-ups. Or I can do more push-ups on the ground. You get on the ground and you stretch your legs out straight and you put your hands on the ground and then you push your body up, a push-up. Those I can do. I can do a lot of those. But a pull-up, no. Next phrase. I think someone owes me an apology. Here's a good phrase, to owe somebody an apology. I owe you an apology. O-O-W-E is mean. It means to... You feel obligated to do something for somebody. You feel obligated in some way. You owe somebody money. You owe them a favor. In this case, you owe them an apology. An apology means to say you are sorry. Sorry is the same thing as an apology. To say you're sorry is the same thing as the verb to apologize. We also have a thing, an apology, to give an apology. Give an apology, to apologize, O-P-O-L-O-G-I-Z-E, apologize, to say you're sorry. And here we owe somebody an apology. You'll hear this expression. I really screwed up yesterday. I really made a mistake. I really screwed up and I owe you an apology. Got it? Next phrase. Girls Weekend Vegas. You in? You in? You in? Simple. Do you accept? You want to go? Do you agree? You in? Hey, we're going to the bar tonight. You in? There's a happy hour. You in? Good phrase. Use that. Hey, you in? Hey, man, you in? Hey, we're gonna buy a big case of beer. You in? You want to join us? Next phrase. It's wonderful, and I swear I am not saying that because Justin Timberlake is in it. So, the verb to swear, what is this? I swear I'm not saying that. Means I promise. I promise I'm not saying that because. I swear, S-W-E-A-R. I swear I'm not saying that because. Got it? To swear also means to say bad words. Shit, fuck, hell, damn, bitch. That's to swear. You tell your kid, don't swear. Same word also means to promise. Why? I don't know. Interesting, huh? But... I swear. I swear I didn't do it. I swear I didn't steal your wallet. I swear. I promise. I swear to God. You hear that sometimes. I swear to God. I promise to God. Next phrase. Boy, when you met Bernadette, the field of robotics really took a hit. Took a hit. To take a hit. What does this mean? To take a hit. To take a hit is to be affected negatively. To be damaged. To be strained. So the field of robotics really took a hit. The field of robotics really lost something important. Somebody important in this case, right? They lost somebody important. But to take a hit. Our business took a hit by the bad economy. Was negatively affected by the bad economy. To take a hit. Got it? This case, past tense. Took a hit. Moving on. You know, let's just come up with something new. Phrasal verb, again, we've seen this before, to come up with. Come up with is to, think about it, to create, invent, to come up with, to create, invent something. Come up with something new. Invent something new. Did you come up with any good ideas during this meeting? Did you come up with anything good? We really need to come up with some innovative solutions to this problem. We really need to come up with something. Got it? Invent, come up, create, come up. Next phrase. You know, let me do a little tonight and I'll catch up with you guys later. I'll catch up with you guys later. To catch up with is to meet at the same point. You're behind, you're late, you're doing something else. You catch up with somebody means you come to the same point. Think of a race car. Think of cars, two cars. One car is ahead, the other car is behind, and the car behind has to drive faster to catch up with the car in the front. This is the most literal definition of catch up. You're behind, you go faster to catch up. Here in social situations, we say, go out, start partying, I will catch up with you later. Which is also, you know, figuratively, you're behind, you're doing other things, and then you're going to run fast and you're going to catch up with them to be at the same point, to catch up with. This can also mean to, you have not seen somebody for a long time, it's a good friend, and you say, hey, where have you been? It's been a long time, let's catch up, let's catch up, let's talk to each other, let's have a conversation, let's catch up. Meaning, let's talk about things, all of the things we've missed because we haven't talked to each other in a long time. So let's catch up with each other. Got it? Next phrase. This is a pretty funny joke, actually. They're talking about verb tenses. They're watching Back to the Future 2. And they're using all these crazy verb tenses. However, don't worry, you will never use these. And I don't even know if they exist. For example, had, will, have, placed. Had, will, have, placed. This is the past perfect with the future. It's crazy. I've never seen this before. And they do some other interesting takes on verb tenses, but nobody will ever use this. Nobody has, will, have, had, been using this. So don't worry about it. It's funny. Last phrase. Do you know if you look at Austria on a map, it actually looks like a wiener? A wiener. What is a wiener? A wiener is a sausage. A wiener is a sausage. He says it comes from the word Wien, which is Austrian for Vienna, the city. So, I guess it came from the city's name. In the US, we say wiener. Oscar Mayer wiener is a brand. Oscar Mayer. Oscar Mayer wiener. Which we also use sometimes for a joke. Sausage. Easy to figure out why that's funny. Especially if you're Brazilian. There is not a lack of sausage jokes in Brazil. Anyway, that's it for today. That's the first half. Next week, I will be sending the second half for you. Again, watch the episode, read the notes, listen to this, learn about the words and phrases, listen to this several times if you want. Watch the episode again. Realize you have learned great new phrases, great new expressions and phrasal verbs. Repeat many, many times. This is how we learn. This is how you integrate this information into your English database in your head. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Any questions or comments, feel free to write them below or send me an email. I will reply. Have a good one. Slang, nigga, make your label quit on y'all.